before the first proof, before the first observation, the mind whispers a quiet, "What if?" and steps into the unknown guided by something that is not yet truth. Every theory, every philosophy, every faith begins this way, not with certainty, but with an imaginative risk. This book is about that risk, about illusion as the mind's first and most enduring instrument of knowledge. We have been taught to oppose truth and illusion, to imagine that one abolishes the other. But history, thought, and even reason itself show otherwise. Illusion is not a flaw to be eliminated. It is the medium through which thought moves. It is the bridge, the scaffolding, the necessary fiction that allows us to approach what cannot yet be known directly. To think is to construct models that are always provisional. Every concept, atom, species, gravity, mind, is a structure of partial truth built from assumptions that later prove false, but false in a useful way. Science, art, and philosophy differ in language and method, yet they share this condition. They proceed by productive misunderstanding. Each begins from an illusion clear enough to be tested, and flexible enough to be outgrown. We tend to imagine knowledge as a sequence of revelations, each replacing error with accuracy. In reality, it is a process of refinement, error transforming itself. The geocentric heavens became elliptical, then relativistic, then quantum. Alchemy became chemistry. Mythology became psychology. The old illusions are never fully discarded. They remain embedded in the next understanding, like fossils in deeper stone. To know, then, is not to destroy illusion, but to use it consciously, as a craftsman uses imperfect tools to shape what would otherwise remain unformed. This brings us to the central question, the one that shadows every page that follows. When faced with two paths, one beginning in truth that ends in falsehood, and another beginning in falsehood that ends in truth, which should we choose? The answer reveals the moral and intellectual core of the human enterprise. We should choose, always, the path that leads to the more truthful outcome, not the one that begins with the purer premise. A sterile truth that blinds inquiry is less valuable than a fertile illusion that generates understanding. The worth of an idea lies not in its purity, but in its trajectory. This principle is older than science and broader than logic. Francis Bacon saw progress in the destruction of idols of the mind. Hegel saw truth as a process, not a possession, born from the self-overcoming of contradictions. Nietzsche called error a condition of life, the necessary distortion through which vitality expresses itself. William James judged ideas by their consequences. Karl Popper built the method of falsification on the same foundation, conjecture first, correction after. Kuhn and Feyerabend carried it further, showing that paradigms are never right in themselves, only fruitful for a time. All of them, in their own idioms, taught that truth is not a static mirror, but ideas live or die not by being correct, but by what they make possible. The mind that clings to accuracy too soon turns sterile. The mind that risks an illusion, knowing it may fail, remains alive. This does not mean that truth is irrelevant or that all illusions are equal. The difference lies in awareness. The illusion that knows itself as illusion becomes a heuristic, a working hypothesis, a guide that can be corrected. The illusion that forgets itself becomes dogma, a prison built of light mistaken for the sun. Progress depends on keeping that boundary visible, using fictions without believing in them, constructing models without mistaking them for reality. Seen this way, science itself is a vast heuristic enterprise. Its laws, theories, and equations are not the furniture of the universe, but our most elegant approximations. Newton's gravity, Einstein's relativity, quantum mechanics, each is a partial truth, valid within a frame, superseded yet never obsolete. The universe has not changed, our vantage has. Each illusion yields a truer one. Each truth conceals the next illusion. This understanding alters the nature of wisdom. To be wise is not to be right, but to know how to be wrong well, to err consciously, to test assumptions without worshiping them, to let failure illuminate rather than shame. The wise mind is porous, revisable, experimental. It knows that belief is a scaffold, not a sanctuary. Such humility is not defeatist. It is the only stance that keeps knowledge alive. Every civilization